much about.
You got to put it in the perspective.
106.7 K Rock, K R O Q. And it's the Rodney and the Rock Show, as always, on Monday morning. Hey, I got a morning show. What can I say? Is that drive time?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that, and you see that, and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, and much worse than that.
What is time anyway? Is it just the rate at which one rock hurls itself around another rock in space? And if so, why do people call me late for a rock race?
Mother of God!
And now.
It's very funny, Chip. You know, I guess you just don't understand. I'm trying to connect with people, and I really put myself out there on the airwaves.
Our feature presentation.
What did you do?
It's an excellent question, Kevin. Hey, party people, welcome in to yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show. This time it's a Monday, and it's the 5th of February, 2018. We seem to be down a man here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think he's sad because the Patriots lost?
I doubt that. Oh. That doesn't seem likely. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, Bean.
Allie has always had a healthy ability to Is it contextualize how important sports is in a person's real life?
Right.
Which is that it's super fun.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Calm down, people.
Yeah. Right.
Although I do appreciate how many reached out to make sure I was okay yesterday.
Well, because. But,
and it's very sweet.
It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Doesn't mean you're not. It doesn't mean, it, you know, it's not great to win. It feels awesome when your team wins. Awesome.
Sure.
But I knew you were going to be fine. And by the way, I remember having this conversation, as devastated as I was at the way the Seahawks lost their Super Bowl to the Patriots. I said at the time that week, I said, you never expect to win the Super Bowl, first of all. You certainly never expect to repeat winning the Super Bowl. It very rarely happens.
Yeah.
At that point, the Seahawks had been to 3 Super Bowls, I think, in 11 years, which is as good a run as you can reasonably expect, even if you've got a very good team. It's hard to get to the Super Bowl. So, you know, put it in perspective, right? You look at a team like the Eagles that had never won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Still way better to be a Patriots fan today than it is to be an Eagles fan, you know?
Let's be honest. The real winners yesterday, LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long. Those are back-to-back Super Bowl winners on 2 different teams. How stoked are they? That's phenomenal.
And that had never happened before, if I understand correctly, right?
I think it had.
Well, there have been 2 other teams that had won back-to-back Super Bowls, but no one had ever won a Super
Bowl
against the team they played for last year.
Oh, yes. I don't know about against the team.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's got to feel pretty good.
You win the Super Bowl with the Patriots, and then you leave the team, and there has to be, in the back of your mind, it has to be, oh, my God. I'll never get back to that level of winning again.
Yeah.
And then the next year, you beat your old team to win. That's amazing.
Right? Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh.
Hey, what happened?
Kevin?
Hey, what happened?
Oh, maybe his mic wasn't up.
Oh, is that
Have you been here the whole time?
Yes.
Oh.
What?
We didn't know that.
Oh. We have.
What a waste.
We have obviously lots more to talk about last night. There are so many different angles to discuss, good and bad. But do we have time for a little how does the story end?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
How does the story end, my friend? Friend. How does the story end?
Now recuse yourself if you've seen this video, because it has gone viral in the past few days. But if you haven't, I would be surprised if you were able to figure out how this story ends. Surveillance video camera at KIRO Radio in Seattle last Wednesday night caught a man somehow got into the locked parking area of the radio station.
How does this story end?
He jumped the fence.
And decided that he was going to break into a truck that was in the parking lot. And he decided to try to break into it with a mop handle and smash the windows of the car to get in. Now, I don't know if there was anything of value in the truck, but he was going to try. Have you all seen this video?
I haven't.
No.
Okay, I think you'll enjoy it very much. So the surveillance video is out, and a guy that I know actually who works there at Cairo Radio in Seattle, John Curley, did play-by-play of the video. So even if you haven't seen it, here's what went down that night in the parking lot.
It's an open parking lot, 11:09 p.m. There's a gentleman who's got himself a mop handle, and he is pointing it towards the window of a pickup truck. He's got a stance about shoulder width apart, and he bangs the mop at the top of the window and then hits and resets. He's got his feet now moving apart, looking just to the right to check, make sure no one's around. And he's now positions the mop again, backs it up, slams it back into the window, slams it a second time. That's three. That's four. Las Vegas odds say he won't hit one more time, and he doesn't. Taking a breather, he looks like he's winded. Now he's starting to stumble just a little bit.
He's very Bob Uecker, isn't he?
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is he doing this live as he's watching? Oh, I thought he was watching it happen, doing it live.
Instead of calling someone?
Yes.
Like you sometimes see them do on the high-speed car chases on TV. They got to do the play-by-play.
Okay, got it.
No, I haven't figured out. I've been digging into this. I haven't figured out how they knew to go back to the surveillance tape the next morning, because, spoiler alert, he doesn't get into the truck. Okay? And would you guys imagine, and I know these windows are tough to break, would you guys imagine you could break a truck window with a mop?
No, as soon as you said mop handle, I was like, really?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Really?
What would you need to use, Allie, to get through the glass on a modern window?
I would think a hammer, something. A mop handle to me is plastic. I would think you'd need like a mallet or a hammer.
Oh, see, it's interesting. I was thinking wood, but I don't know. All right, let's hear some more. So he's still looking for a way into that truck.
Gets the mop, backs up. He needs a bit more of a running start. And yes, he positions the mop, runs towards the window, and can't break it. Can't break it. That's three, four. If you're counting at home, that's 14 blows against the window with the mop. Now remember, the dirty part of the mop is underneath his arm. He's got a handle. Again, he strikes the window. And now he comes down hard, raining blows down upon the window. One, two, three, and this is just about tuckered him out.
By the way, raining blows.
That's
right?
Powerful language. Yeah.
That's very well done. All right, so he's almost exhausted, and he's about to try to think of something else he can do. He's by himself. He's the only person in this parking lot. He's trying to get in this truck. What is he going
to
do?
He decides to run over to the other window, thinking maybe that one will be a little easier to break with a mop handle, but
right.
No. Now he's moving away from the car and starting to get a second plan.
All right. This is where How Does the Story End begins.
How does the story end?
A second plan. His second plan.
Wow.
The mop handle's not working.
Tough one.
Picks up a brick.
All right. So Kevin thinks he finds something
else. No, because you said he never got in.
Never gets into the truck.
Okay. I think he is standing on top of it trying to jam his foot into the windshield.
Foot into the windshield.
Foot into some window, something. He has a foot.
Foot.
He does have a foot.
Okay,
foot
there.
All right,
all right,
let's see.
This time he starts to climb up onto a rooftop. Still has the mop in his left hand. He places the mop on top of a roof, and now he starts to think about whether or not he wants to climb up. He places his right foot on top of the wall. Here he comes, and he falls off the roof. Oh my God! Somebody get some salami and cream cheese and rub it all over his face. He's unconscious on the ground with the mop. That's the story.
What's happening?
He climbs up onto the roof of the building near the truck to do what? I don't know, but falls off and is knocked unconscious. Here's the tweet for the next morning from Cairo Radio. Last night, we captured surveillance video of a vandal trying to break into one of our employees' vehicles in the parking lot. While the suspect is still at large, we took the liberty to have John Curley give his play-by-play of the incident. By the way, he stayed on the ground for 17 minutes.
Whoa.
17 minutes unconscious, by the way.
Then he had to go through concussion protocol.
Yes.
Then just got up and ran away. We didn't know about it until our engineer reviewed the footage this morning. So the guy did get away with it. With whatever he was trying to
with
do.
With failing?
What I'm saying is he didn't get arrested for attempted burglary. But how did they even know to go look at the tape the next morning? That's the part that I'm trying to figure out.
That seems simple because the truck has damage.
You would think it would.
Really? If he's, all he was doing was hitting the window that never broke, how much damage could there be on it?
I mean, I would think you could see someone was trying to break the window.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe so. I mean, at some point,
I don't know, but I love his dedication to get into that truck, and I want to know what he was going after.
I just can't. I mean, you fall off a roof and you're unconscious for 17 minutes. You just lay in there. Then you just get up and walk away. That was not a success.
That's how the story ends.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? On the program today, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you practice yoga, you will go straight to hell.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's up with Florida on the show today? Of course, Super Bowl highlights like we do. I don't know if you've heard of cuckolding.
Why'd your whole body do a weird
contortion
when you said it?
It's an odd word to try and make sure people don't misunderstand.
Yes.
C-U-C-K.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that or not.
Cuck.
Right.
It's like the big thing on the internet.
Great news on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And we're going to check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ like we do. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Stephanie Simmons, our former colleague at CBS 2 TV, says today is the biggest sick day of the year. An estimated 14 million people across the country expected to call out with the Super Bowl flu.
Mm. We should have totally million done people. That, you guys. Why don't we do that?
What do you think the percentage is in Philadelphia and in Boston today of people not going to work because of the Super Bowl?
I'd say Philly is more because most are in jail.
Right, that's true.
I mean, they went nuts last night.
They did go crazy.
We have to talk about this later. Tell me you saw some of the transcripts of the police radios in Philadelphia.
I did not know.
It was trending on Twitter last night, and I clicked on it thinking, this isn't real. These aren't real police blotters going right now. Hysterical.
Yeah, we have to go through that. All right, it is a Monday morning. It is 5:53. Allie, what's happening?
Is this Friday the first K-Rock's Guys Night Out of the year?
It is.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Do you have something extra special planned?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't tell, though, right?
You can't really tell.
You have to show up. Well, I've got good news for one of you. A spot to play poker at one of the guys' tables for Guys Night Out. It is K-Rock Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday. Plus, you're going to get a rack of chips worth $200. The winner must be 21 plus, obviously. And whose table would that be? Who will you be playing poker against? You guys?
I'm just a douchebag.
It is Kevin Ryder.
Yeah! You
get to sit at his table, play some poker. And from what I understand, you kind of want to sit at Muggs' table, right? So you can take him.
Yeah, Muggs just gives money away.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But there are two guys that always sit at your table.
Nope, not always. Last time, I blocked one of them from sitting at my table because they're both better than me.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'm sorry, the table's full.
Oh, no. Oh, well, maybe one of them's listening right now. Give a call, 1-800-520-1067 and call.
Oh, now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Thank you. And you will get a spot to play poker at Kevin's table for K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Casino. And if you don't win and you want to play with the guys, you can go to thebike.com. Poker and blackjack starts at 9 p.m.
That's a fun night.
It's a sale Friday 10 at noon.
No, nope. It's going to be Friday night, Kevin. But thank you for that. It is fun, right?
It is fun, yeah.
The pictures always make me laugh. And then when Muggs decides to get on the mic and be like Omar's hype man, I'm not sure what's happening, but I am here for it. Not a lot of people went to see the movies this weekend. The weekend's box office numbers coming in at number one again. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, made another $11 million, followed by Maze Runner, The Death Cure. Winchester debuted at $9.3 million, followed by The Greatest Showman and Hostiles? Yep.
That's the Kristen Bale Western. Bale, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That rounded out the top five. Followed by The Post, 12 Strong, Den of Thieves, The Shape of Water, and Paddington 2 coming in at number 10.
Allie?
Yeah.
You were at a party last night, so you didn't get to enjoy the commercials, perhaps. But what did you go home immediately and look at the Solo ad?
Of course. That was
what'd you think?
Well, I'm really excited today because the full trailer comes out today during Good Morning America. But, I mean, it was just 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
A lot wasn't said.
Right.
You got to see the Millennium Falcon.
Pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
You saw the back of Chewy.
Right.
It looked like young fur. So that was cool to see. Young Wookiee fur.
Right.
I'm super excited. And let's be honest, young Lando Calrissian.
Lando Gambino, as they're calling him.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks great. Can't wait.
Cannot wait. That's the one I'm most excited about. Of all the standalones, this is the one I'm most pumped for because Han Solo was my favorite.
Sure.
Yeah. Of all the characters. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. What do you think?
I mean, yeah. I mean, look. Star Wars.
Right?
What?
Yeah, I know. Crazy. I did find out, though, at the party I was at, because I said, I can't believe I'm not able to hear this Star Wars trailer. My friend Jackie goes, I've never seen any of the new ones. And then she was quickly banished from the area we were sitting at.
I like it.
Because who?
Get out!
What? Ew. That is disgusting behavior. You guys, John Stamos is married. It happened on Saturday. Him and Caitlin McHugh have been dating for 2 years and are expecting their first child together. He is a happily married man, but it didn't go off without a hitch. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yes.
Someone broke into the bride's hotel room at the Beverly Hills Hilton the night before the ceremony, helped themselves to $165,000 worth of jewelry that was on loan from the Neil Lane collection.
Wow.
Law enforcement say no signs of forced entry and they have no suspects. But how is that not an inside job?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody knew
question.
exactly what was there and where.
I don't like
Stamos.
It.
Stamos.
Do you think?
Yeah, it was Stamos. Right?
Yeah. Or Bob Saget.
Sure. Could have been Saget. See him on his hands and knees crawling in there. Trying
to... Doing an army crawl that he learned from Kevin getting out of meetings.
I wonder how that works with insurance when you borrow jewelry from a high-end place like Neil Lane. Like, what is your responsibility, your obligation in a situation like that?
Because at the Oscars or shows like that, they often have someone accompanying you if it's a ton of money. Mm-hmm. So obviously, there's no one outside the door watching. So
I assume it's covered.
Oh, you would think.
I would think so, yeah.
So, in other words, you don't think the Stamoses are on the hook at all?
No.
No, except for the fact that John took it.
Right. Well, through Bob Saget.
Right.
Adjacent to you.
Right. Exactly.
So, I think we're on to you. You guys, why is Lord asking for your old t-shirts? We're going to talk about that coming up. That's a teaser right there in the What's Happening
got a lot of
biz.
Those.
That's it. I got 20 Ruka shirts just from this week for you, Lord. No, they're specific t-shirts, but we'll talk about that coming up. Big day for birthdays if you're a world-class soccer player. Both Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo. Wow.
How about that?
Who's better?
Neymar.
Is he?
Yeah.
Just in your head?
No, he's actually better.
Okay.
And a lot of people will be very angry at me for saying that.
Right.
So I enjoy that as
okay.
well.
Okay. And who's got more manscaped eyebrows?
Oh, that would be Cristiano.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Actors Darren Criss, Michael Sheehan, Laura Linney, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and singer Bobby Brown. Happy birthday. And that's what's happening.
Coming up in minutes, we'll talk about how Justin Timberlake pooped all over Prince and his legacy and his memory in his own hometown at the Super Bowl yesterday. Also, we'll talk about Selfie Kid and why I now have to buy a truck because Martin Luther King told me to. First, though, Harvey Levin on the line from TMZ.com in the newsroom bright and early on a Monday morning. How are you, Harvey?
I'm good. Could you believe the audio problem with – I mean, how do they not know before the game? Isn't that like the most basic thing?
I would think that they would test and test and test,
yes.
But until you're in the real situation with all those people and all those electronics, and it's a very difficult thing to do.
I get what you're saying, but this is what, Super Bowl 51?
Two.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had experience before when you have a full stadium.
Yep.
And you know, it's... I get that, you know, you test it to make sure that people in the stadium can hear, but, you know, it's on television.
Yeah. Hey, and last night was the night where we had 30 seconds of dead air during a stop set, during a
that
commercial break.
That was my favorite commercial.
Which Chip blamed on me. So
what about that?
What is that about?
Just a mistake somewhere at a switching station or something like that. A guy was, but there it was a slot for a local commercial is what I understand, and it just didn't get filled
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the guy that was just standing there?
No, I'm talking about the dead air, the blackness that was on the screen.
Not during
for 30
the performance,
seconds.
During one of the commercials.
During one of the commercials.
Oh, no,
breaks.
No, no. See, I was thinking of that the performance. I thought it was like Honda, where the guy was just standing there for 30 seconds. Oh, did you see that commercial?
I don't think I saw that one. Yeah, I did. It's one of those things where you just watch it and you watch it. Okay, there's going to be a payoff because this is absurd.
There's going to be a payoff and there's no payoff.
I'm watching this guy now for 29 seconds. How are they going to – nothing happens.
It was bizarre. But I loved Martha Stewart, by the way. That was great.
Harvey, we talk about this all the time, by the way. You always think that other broadcasters are professional and they've got it down and they know what they're doing. But they're just people and they just screw up just like you get screw-ups on your site and we get screw-ups on our show. We're all just people.
I already had one of those today.
All right. What'd you do?
I'm not even going to say. It was annoying.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's up at TMZ.com. Obviously, there's a bunch of Super Bowl stuff, but Ali brought up a few minutes ago this John Stamos robbery, which tell the audience that doesn't know about it what happened. And then do you think, like we do, that this must be an inside job?
Well, so we broke this on Saturday morning, and I wasn't sure what to lead with because we found out, number one, that John Stamos was getting married on Saturday, and number two, that his bride got robbed the night before on Friday night. So she was staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel in a bungalow, and burglars broke in somehow, although there was no sign of forced entry, which is interesting. Yeah. But stole $165,000 worth of jewelry, which was on loan, presumably for the wedding. And when you look at the wedding pictures, she's got no jewelry on, which you kind of get because it was all stolen.
Right.
She looked beautiful, though.
Did any of the thieves look like John Stamos?
It's so weird because how would they target her? How would they know this?
Well, that's why we were saying
I agree with you that it's like it's just too much that they go to her room when she's borrowed $165,000 worth of jewelry and it's the only night she's going to have it there. There's just it smells to me like an inside job and no forced entry.
It's very suspicious, that's for sure. We were also speculating on you don't think they're on the hook for any of that, right? This whole thing's an insurance.
God, I'm so glad
right?
you asked me that because you know what? I was actually saying this to somebody over the weekend. I went to law school for this job, seriously. So, you know, but now I can use my legal knowledge and I can explain it to you. So I'm excited that you asked me that question.
All right. Thank
ready?
You. Yep.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the law in California and most states, there is something called a gratuitous bailment. And that means if somebody loans you their property and doesn't get anything back in return, like money or whatever, then you have a duty not just to use ordinary care or reasonable care. You have a duty to use great care. That's the standard.
Okay.
And great care almost always in a situation like this would mean you lock it up in a safe.
Right.
That's what great care would be. I mean, ordinary care might be you lock the door behind you, but that's not enough.
But
you're
do we know it wasn't
unless
in
you
a
use
safe?
Great care. So I think that, you know, even though they didn't do anything wrong, they're probably going to be on the hook for this, although there may be insurance.
Interesting. So that's the question right now is did she put it in the safe before they went out? Yes, that sounded very lawyery, Harvey. I'm not going to lie.
Harvey wants some props.
Wants
I
some
like
props
it.
For that.
I'm going to need y'all to clap for me right now.
All these people's court interviews are finally starting to pay off, Harvey.
There you go.
All right. Well, keep us posted on that. And one more, and we very rarely, almost never talk about the Kardashians on this show. But we wanted to ask you about
crazy.
We wanted to ask you about this Kylie Jenner birth announcement because it's so unlike this family to be secretive about anything. And there's been no word for like 5 months on this. And then, boom, all of a sudden there's a kid.
Well, we broke it in September that she was pregnant, and we knew she was going to have the baby. She would not be seen in public. I mean, she was literally in hiding. But what I found interesting, like beyond interesting, is that Kylie chooses to make the announcement right on the heels of the game. And not only does that, but then doubles down and puts up a picture of Kim's baby, which is the first baby picture you could see of Kim's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt to me like they were challenging the Super Bowl and saying, we're more popular, more people are interested in us than the Super Bowl. I mean, it just felt that way to me. Why do it right then?
Hmm.
Especially when you're that secretive. But it was like, we're going to go head-to-head with the Super Bowl, and we're going to show people we're more interesting and people care more.
Do we know if they won?
No.
Okay.
I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. I mean, it was a big story, but come on. It was a Super Bowl.
Right. Are Kylie and Travis Scott still together?
I think they are. I think they are. I don't know the nature of this whole relationship. I mean, I can't tell you, but I think they are. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you know what? It's all so weird and mysterious that she has just been in, I mean, just totally in hiding.
Yeah, it's very un-Kardashian-like, that's for sure. All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for that and so much more at TMZ.com. Look for TMZ on your TV, Channel 11, Fox throughout the day, TMZ Live, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., same Channel 11, and TMZ Sports Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. Have yourself a great week, Harvey. We'll do it again next Monday. Thanks.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks.
Brady under pressure, escapes the sack, launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete. And Gronk was there. And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally. Last championship, 1960, pre-Super Bowl era. And the Philly fans, the dream has finally come true. Lombardi Trophy going to Philadelphia. For Tom Brady, a Super Bowl loss, just a phenomenal game.
The loser, right? Tom Brady's the loser.
Wasn't it one of, Allie, wasn't it one of his best games in his entire history?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, the defense let him down in a huge way.
Where was the defense?
Yeah.
What more could Tom Brady do except maybe catch that pass?
Right. As that happened, and then when the Eagles did the same thing, I was like, oh, moated. Right in your face.
And the Eagles did the same thing on fourth down.
Yeah, that was a great play.
That was a great
awesome
play.
And the Brady fumble, obviously, was the knife to the heart right there with a little over 2 minutes left. That hurt, Allie. Because I honestly, at that point, as I have with every Patriots game I've watched this year, I was convinced that they were going to win. Convinced.
Sure.
Yeah. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left? That's too long for Tom Brady.
I mean, even though I told you on Friday they weren't going to?
You did say that.
You did.
Anyway, congratulations to the Eagles and their fans. And later, we do have to read some of the transcripts from the police radios because it's hilarious some of the stuff that was going down. I mean, Christmas trees on fire, just all sorts of fun stuff. Let's talk about some of the – there are two controversies from Super Bowl 52 last night. And the first involved Justin Timberlake. Now, Allie, you are already, of course, disappointed because there was no Brit. That's what you were holding out hope for, right?
I was disappointed before the end of his performance. So I don't think Brit coming on would have made me...
It was relatively dull.
Well, and having the whole Prince thing rubbed me and a lot of people the wrong way.
A lot of people. Now, let's talk about that for a minute because there were some rumors a few days ago that there was going to be some sort of a tribute to Prince because the Super Bowl was in Minneapolis and the memory of losing Prince is still fresh. It's only been 2 years, right? And by the way, fantastic that they lit up the entire downtown in purple. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was very cool, I thought. But people were like, how are they going to pay tribute to Prince? Now, Allie, how about a little backstory here? Justin Timberlake and Prince were not exactly close.
Not the best of friends. It started when...
Was there a feud?
A little bit, yeah. Prince wound up saying, I don't know why you're saying you're bringing Sexy back. It never left. Just kind of like a little dig on the song Sexy Back. But then Justin took it a step further, and he was the one announcing an award at the Golden Globes that Prince won, and Prince wasn't there to accept it. So Justin ducked down and pretended he was really short and was like, I'll accept the award. And people were like, ew, excuse me. But then he dissed him in a Timbaland track. Justin dissed Prince, and people were like, who are you, young man? So not really the one I would say should give it up to Prince.
Sure.
And to me, you knew it was going to be in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get the Revolution? Why not get Sheila E.? Why not get just give up 5 minutes of your time, walk off the stage, let them do a little tribute, maybe the time, someone.
He put up a sheet.
But that's another thing.
It was a shower curtain in the middle of the Super Bowl halftime show.
So the whole thing with people were saying, oh, it can't be a hologram. That's awful. Because Prince said in an interview, somebody said, oh, would you ever want to jam with someone from the past? And his exact words were, and I quote, certainly not. That's the most demonic thing imaginable. Everything is as it is and as it should be. If I was meant to jam with Duke Ellington, we would have lived in the same age. That whole virtual reality thing, it's really demonic, and I'm not a demon. And he's talking about that's why he wanted his own artistic control. And people are like, well, it wasn't a hologram. It was a sheet. Okay, did they project an image with him singing?
I mean, that happened,
and
yes.
He jammed along with him. It has nothing to do with a hologram. It was doing a duet with the dead that he said no to.
And that seemed like it was semantics because
100%.
Sheila E. came out, what, on Friday and said, mm-hmm. I talked to Justin. We're all good. There's not going to be a hologram. We have an understanding. And I feel like Justin was disingenuous if he said, oh, no, there's not going to be a hologram when he knew they were going to do this projection.
100%.
So that felt a little bit icky, partly because you knew Prince didn't want it, and partly because Justin Timberlake's not the guy to be paying tribute to Prince.
Yeah.
All right, here's a little bit of what the audio sounded like, and then we'll talk about how successful his halftime show was artistically.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, this one's for you.
There's a duet.
He sounds a lot like Prince to me.
Oh, Justin's a good singer.
But I felt like the whole performance was kind of rote. It seemed like it was technically very, very good, but I didn't get any kind of emotion or feeling or passion or excitement out of it. It was a guy going through choreography is what it
seemed like. He was trying to do too much in that allotted time. Like, we get it. You've got a lot of hits. Maybe pick and choose some.
But I thought even the arrangements of some of his hits weren't very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found it weak.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about Selfie Boy?
He made me laugh. But more so, the kid that was texting, like unaware that Justin was standing right next to him, was the hero of the Super Bowl to me. That kid ruled.
I thought that kid was Selfie Boy.
No, those were two different kids.
Oh, they were two different kids.
Yeah.
I thought the guy who had his got the selfie taken then started texting to his friends. Two different guys?
Don't know. Don't care, really.
I thought it was the same guy.
I thought it was the same kid. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was the same kid. Justin sang with him and then took one step back, and the kid is already completely over the fact that he's on TV with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I thought it was two different kids.
Justin
that
Timberlake
made me laugh.
Justin Timberlake is 1 foot from him, and he's already over JT and is just on his phone responding to texts and stuff. It was very weird. At first, I thought he was a plant because I thought there's no way a kid – look, we always talk about how people get lost in their phones at these events. Hey, maybe be in the moment once in a while. But this kid was so not in the moment 1 second after he got his selfie. He was done with Justin.
I mean, he was done. Yeah, he finished with Justin.
The memes of what he was possibly texting were killing me. Everything from "Who's Justin Timberlake?" to "Mom, I don't think this is the right bat mitzvah. I don't know any of these people."
All right, so Justin Timberlake was controversy number one. If there was controversy number two, it was the ad for what vehicle is this an ad for with Dr. Martin Luther King?
The Ram truck.
The Ram truck.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the thing you need to know about the use of audio and video from Martin Luther King. His family is very protective of his image. That's why you don't see his speeches on YouTube, because they don't allow it, because they want to get paid every time his words are used for anything. And when I say they're particular, they wouldn't even authorize his speech to be used in the Selma movie, for God's sake.
Wow.
Right? However, last night, they decided it was okay to move some trucks. And people are like, what? Here's how that went.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. By giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't
I'm watching this ad.
The theory of relativity to serve.
I'm watching this ad, and I'm thinking this is A, I get chills every time I hear him speak. He's one of the greatest orators of all time. And B, what is this going to be an ad for? This is going to be an ad for some sort of public service or some sort of giving back. And then it ends up being for a freaking truck.
Generated by love.
And somebody at my party yelled, so if I don't buy a Ram truck, I'm an asshole?
Yes. Right. And then a Hyundai later because don't like cancer victims. Absolutely. But the thing is, the King Center tweeted that they didn't give permission, nor did Bernice King, his daughter.
Huh.
So
I heard they signed off on it. They had to have signed off on it for it to be used.
Both of them tweeted they had nothing to do with it.
Huh. Well, then there's a mystery there.
I will say.
What's that about? You can't
You can't just take a guy's speech and slap it on your truck commercial and put it on TV. You got to go through channels for stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, wow. The move was immediately condemned by Dr. King's youngest daughter, Bernice King, and his family on Twitter through the King Center. Yeah.
That's so weird.
So who said it was okay, or did no one say it was okay?
And even if they said it was okay, how is it a commercial for a truck?
Yeah.
It was icky, you guys.
Okay.
It was icky.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Jordan Bolter from Garden Grove is going to be at the HD Radio Sound Space here at K-Rock this Friday to see Walk the Moon. By the way, they are back with an excellent new album you should check out if you get the opportunity. And Jordan is going to be seeing them up close and personal this Friday. Your chance to win coming up later this morning on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. All right, it's Monday morning. Allie, what's happening?
A little bit of theater up in the skies on a Delta flight on Super Bowl Sunday. This all happened. It was a flight from New Orleans to Los Angeles where a customer seemed to get up and grab the intercom and make an announcement. Was it planned? Was it staged? Was it Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh.
Yes, it was Jennifer Lawrence. But what was she talking about?
Everybody, this is not the pilot speaking. This is Jennifer Lawrence. It's February 4th. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We all know what that means. Can I please just get a fly, Eagles, fly, fly, Eagles, fly. Fly, Eagles, fly! Fly, Eagles, fly!
I swear that sounds like there's two other people.
Apparently not. A lot of people also joined in, and then they pretended they had to wrestle it away from her, and she did the bridesmaids, oh, there's a colonial woman on the wing thing, which is pretty damn funny in itself right there. But, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. She and her frequent co-star Bradley Cooper are both from Philadelphia.
Right.
And rabid Eagles fans.
She's from Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think she is.
She's from Kentucky.
Bradley was at the game.
Bradley is from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely is. I thought she was, too. But, okay. All right.
Didn't sound like she had the whole plane support.
I don't think
point.
She did. And I'm thinking you're flying from New Orleans to L.A. on the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. No one in that plane cares because they're flying on the Super Bowl. Right? Just me?
I mean, I would think so, yeah.
Just, is she from Philly? And I just thought she...
You're probably right. You're probably... Kentucky does sound familiar, but I guess she's been an Eagles fan for a long time.
A lot of Eagles fans in Kentucky. I've said it for years.
You've never said that.
I just did.
Okay.
Really scary stuff happening over the weekend with a lot of people missing, including Ariel Kebble, who's an actress. You might know her from Ballers. She's going to be in the new movie, the sex movie. I should have looked that up. The book and lots of sex.
Is it 50 Shades?
Thank you. She's in that one.
Sakes, you know the rules.
I could have gone on all day. Thank you, Bean. I appreciate
Come
it.
Come on.
But she just tweeted that her sister, Julia Kebble, is missing. She was last seen in Silver Lake walking her chocolate lab, Cindy, at 11 p.m. on Wednesday night. She's 5'3", weighs about 105 pounds, fair skin. Bleach blonde hair. She has tattoos on both forearms and then told people to go to her Instagram page to see more pictures of her. She has not been found yet. So people are very concerned for the whereabouts of her sister. And then Kim Cattrall wound up tweeting about her brother and saying, my brother is missing. We last saw him. He was at his home in Alberta, but his keys, cell phone, and wallet were left on the table, door unlocked. He would never leave his seven beloved dogs. We don't know where he is. If anybody knows anything, let us know. And just hours after issuing that plea, they found him on his property, and he was dead. And really sad situation. They don't suspect any foul play. Who knows? Could have had a heart attack, just died. Who knows? But very sad situation when you're reaching out on social media trying to get someone to help you find a loved one. Not good.
If there's any bright side to stories like that, you saw the mom who filed a police report on her missing daughter last week, and it turned out that she was a contestant on The Bachelor. And the mom didn't know it.
No.
Mom was
because
wondering
you have to let go of your phone and all of that so she couldn't get a hold of her?
Yes.
How much does she hate her mom that she wouldn't say, listen, I'm not going to be available for a few weeks?
I don't know why that would happen, unless her mom hates reality TV or something like that.
But you have to look that one up, Allie. We have to get some details of that. But can you imagine that? Not only is she not missing, she's on national television.
That is funny. Oh, that's sad. That's real sad.
But funny.
Wouldn't you rather your daughter was missing than on The Bachelor?
You certainly would.
I mean, let's be honest with each other. I'm not even a parent, and I feel that's true. Did you guys see the ad for Dwayne The Rock Johnson's new show that he's going to be doing?
Not Skyscraper. That was the movie.
No, it was during the Super Bowl. They announced this new show. It's going to be for NBC. It's a new unscripted series called The Titan Games. It's a 10-episode series inspired by one of his favorite shows, American Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. The Rock's everywhere, you guys.
He is, yeah.
Can't get away from The Rock. Said that for years, too. Some birthdays. Cristiano Ronaldo, who Kevin last hour said he hated, said was an awful player. Soccer player Neymar, who Kevin has a huge man crush on. And actors Darren Criss, Michael Sheen, Laura Linney, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and singer Bobby Brown. That's what's happening.
CNN says cuckolding is good for you. That's coming up on this morning's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, plus What's Up with Florida as well, and more tickets for Walk the Moon in the HD Radio sound space. First, though, time for great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for
Allie, you came up with this feature last year, and it has become a lot of our listeners' favorites because it is a bright spot on what otherwise can seem a pretty bleak news day most of the time.
100%.
There's some nice people out there doing nice things. What do you have?
Well, this one is great news because it tells us what we really should care about in life. And it's from the mouth of babes, really. And it's from a pediatrician named Alistair McAlpine. And this was his original tweet. For an assignment, I asked some of my terminal pediatric palliative care patients what they had enjoyed in life and what gave it meaning. Kids can be so wise, you know, and here are some of their responses. And first he went over what doesn't matter. He said none of them wish they'd watched more TV. None of them wish that they had spent more time on Facebook.
They never asked Bean. He would have said he wished he spent more time on TV.
Yeah. None said they enjoyed fighting with others, and none enjoyed the hospital. But they did talk about their pets and their parents. I love Rufus. His funny bark makes me laugh. I love when Ginny snuggles up to me at night and purrs. And then talking about their parents, I hope my mom will be okay. She seems sad. Dad mustn't worry. He'll see me again soon. Okay. God will take care of my mom and dad when I'm gone. Just so, so, so sad, but so beautiful because then they're talking about how they all love ice cream. And Harry Potter made me feel brave. I love stories in space. I want to be a great detective like Sherlock Holmes when I'm older. So his takeaway from that part was read to your kids. These kids in the hospital, this is what's inspiring them there. And then many of them wish they'd spent less time worrying about what others thought of them and value people that just treat them normally. Like my friends didn't care when my hair fell out, and Jane came to visit me after surgery and didn't even notice my scars. If you go through and read what these kids who are dying are saying what matters. God, I'm losing everything. No, but it's so beautiful because really none of it matters. Patriots and Eagles fans? None of it, really.
Would it have mattered if the Patriots won?
No.
Okay,
just
checking.
It definitely wouldn't. But just what these kids are saying, they all valued time with their family. Nothing was more important. Mom and dad are the best. My sister always hugs me tight. And no one loves me like my mommy loves me. Just these lessons that these kids learn in such a short amount of time and what matters should really go with you to the end of your life, and we lose sight of that.
I think you're right, and I think it took me getting to be old to appreciate that
love and health are really the top two things, and everything else is our distant third and fourth and fifth and sixth. Love and health.
Yeah.
Those are the two. So well done, kids.
So, well, his take-home message, be kind, read more books, spend time with your family, crack jokes, go to the beach, hug your dog, tell that special person you love him or her. These are all the things that the kids wish they could have done more. The rest is just details. Oh, and eat ice cream.
There you go. So Kevin's got that one, Kevin.
Lovely. You're good, Kevin. You're all set. And that's my great news. Sorry for crying and being a big old wuss.
That really is great news. That's definitely something to think about. We have to post that story for people to read later. I have a fascinating meet cute story, you guys. This is
Done crying. If you could just...
Emmy Abrahamsson. She is 41 years old. She is Swedish, but she was living in Vienna, Austria back in 2006. She took a holiday to Amsterdam, and while she was there, she was approached by a big old hairy homeless man. He was a mess, had clearly been on the streets for some time with the matted hair and the dirty clothes and whatnot. But all she could see was, as she reported later, being struck by his beautiful brown eyes and felt like they had a connection. They spoke with each other for about 10 minutes and had such a good time that she said, hey, I'll meet you back here in a week on that bench over there. Who makes a follow-up appointment with a homeless guy that hits you up for cash on the street? Well, that's exactly what she did. And they continued their relationship until she said, I've got to go back to Vienna, but here's my phone number if you ever find yourself out there. Again, who gives their phone number to a homeless guy? If you ever find yourself out there, please look me up. Well, that's exactly what that homeless guy did. Nick, not like that at all.
Okay, I misunderstood.
It took him 3 weeks to get to Vienna, by the way. A, he was trying to raise the money for transport. And B, he spent a couple of nights in jail because he had stolen a chicken because he didn't have any money. So that slowed him down a little bit getting to Austria.
Sure.
But eventually he did make it to Austria. He called her up. They started dating. Have now been married.
Not yet, he said.
What?
Have now been married for over 10 years together. They have 6-year-old twins, Desta and Till. She explained in a recent television interview, straight away I could see he was homeless. He was very dirty. So were his hands, his fingernails. He was holding a briefcase, which I thought only crazy people did. Later on, I found out that that's where he held his sleeping bag and his cans of beer. It turned out that he was an American tourist who had run out of money but had decided he did not want to go home yet. So he took to living on the streets. Then he took to drinking, and then he became an alcoholic. And he was in a very bad place when he met his wife-to-be. But you should see how happy they are now. And he's all cleaned up. He went back to school. He became an electrical engineer. As I said, they have two beautiful children together, and they are still here. So, Chip, what I'm saying is you need to broaden your horizons.
How dare you?
Don't automatically discount every homeless dude that comes up and hits you up for money, because that could be a future Mr. Right for you and all the single ladies listening. And that is great news.
All right, and my great news comes out of Pennsylvania. Nicole Grimes is her name. She was 10 years old. She asked for a puppy. She just wanted a puppy as a kid, and she got one.
Nice.
She got a Pomeranian poodle mix. So she was thrilled. She had the puppy, but then her dad started working from home, and the puppy was just too loud and was barking. It was too hard for him to work, so they had to get rid of the puppy.
No, you get rid of the dad.
You don't train the puppy to not bark?
You get rid of the dad.
They took Chloe to the Washington County Humane Society in hopes of getting the dog a different family.
Sure.
And a family that would love the dog.
Okay.
Cut to 8 years later, she sees a Facebook post from somebody saying, you know what? This dog is elderly. It needs more care than I can give it. So I'm looking for a family. And she says, well, that dog sort of looks like the one I had, so I'm going to take that dog. She did. They looked at the chip on it. Same dog.
No. F you. Now you want the dog back?
Now you want the dog back?
The dog's all old and won't bark as much. We'll take it back.
The point
is, this family.
F this family.
F this family.
Boo!
I mean, I don't think that worked.
I don't need it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You can still enter to win that 2018 K-Rock All Access Pass with VIP access to the Weenie Roast, Acoustic Christmas, not
April foolishness.
You know how to sell it, man.
Still not involved.
You really know how to sell
Don't get tickets to that. Only the shows K-Rock cares about. Weenie Roast and Almost Acoustic Christmas plus the HD Radio Sound Space performance of your choice. Just go to krock.com for your chance to enter to win that all-access pass, which is a pretty good deal. Hey, Michael D. Catherwood.
Howdy.
How many years did you co-host the very popular Love Line show with Dr. Drew here on K-Rock?
6.5.
6.5 years. Yep. Are you encouraged by where people are at?
Yeah.
Or do you go home every night and weep?
In one regard, I'm very worried about the future because towards the end of my time on Loveline, every other call was about opiates and addiction.
Right.
Like every other call. So in that way, I'm very worried. But a lot of the love and relationship questions, they weren't something exotic or really that dirty. It was a lot of it was just, how do I relate better to my wife? Mm-hmm. How can I ask this guy out? How can I get noticed by this chick in class?
And you said, how do I know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly the best guy to ask. But so that's encouraging that it all kind of goes back to those baseline concerns we all have with
romantic relationships. Okay, here's the question that I have for you, and I think this will lead nicely into the topic on the table this morning, which is, what's wrong with just having sex with people? Why for so many
people...
Says
the guy who wants a sex robot.
Why for so many people is that not enough, and it now has to be fireworks up the butt, or it has to be whatever it is, whatever craziness has to be. Why is just having sex with another person not enough anymore?
I speculate, and I'm someone who's not qualified at all to say this.
Agreed.
But I think it's because of porn.
Oh, you think
I think so? Because of the stimulus of the stuff that we watch is so extreme that plain old sex just doesn't cut it anymore. Especially as people get younger and younger, and they're raised on that type of porn, you know, with the internet.
But do the numbers support that most of the porn that people are watching is extreme or unusual?
Yeah. Every year –
this mic is qualified to talk about.
Yeah, this I'm definitely qualified to talk about.
Let me hit this first.
I'm just wondering, maybe this isn't a suitable subject for the children.
Okay, I think it's good to get that out.
All right,
go ahead.
Not bad. Every year, some of the tube sites, RedTube and YouPorn, they put out
I'm sorry.
Due to mature subject matter, viewer discretion is advised.
Okay, go ahead.
They put out their most searched stuff.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
Okay, go ahead.
Statistics never bear out, like, hot Latina.
This program contains adult content and is not meant for children.
It's always, like, extreme stuff, like, you know, stepsister catches mom and then joins in. You're like, oh, come on.
And a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
That's why.
Well, maybe it's a good time for me to mention that parents with small children listening might want to be aware that this particular talk is intended for a more mature audience.
Well, sorry, Mike, maybe it's a good time. You were saying, Mike, I'm sorry.
I said that's why.
The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this program.
Stop with that because we really do want to get into it.
Spell the word that we're going to talk about before we talk about it, if you don't mind, just to make sure everybody understands it.
C-U-C-K.
Okay.
O-L-D.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Cuckolding is what, Michael?
It is when you watch your partner have sex with someone else.
And you're really mad about that, I bet, right?
I don't think
you come home early. No, it's a plan.
Yeah,
right?
it's a planned deal, and there's got to be some type of like self abuse or humiliation.
Well, yeah, what's the difference? A lot of people would say, well, that's just voyeurism, right? But voyeurism is watching just two randoms, right? This is somebody that you care about, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend or someone.
Cuckolding is specifically your partner.
Okay.
You know, your wife, your girlfriend.
I have to warn you, some of this is clearly inappropriate for young viewers. Please ask your children to leave the room.
And CNN Health.
This is Take My Wife, Please, is what this is.
Yeah, Take My Wife, Please, literally. CNN Health did a study, or at least published a study, that says that it can be very healthy. And I'm pretty sure we all collectively agree, nope.com.
I don't think
like,
so.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's possible, but
as with anything else having to do with sexuality, I think Dr. Drew would agree with this, Mikey. If all three people know what they're getting into when they go into it and all sign off on it and want it and get some sort of pleasure out of it, no harm, no foul, right?
I guess. I mean, I'm certainly not going to say don't do it. If you're an adult and, like you said, everybody involved is totally on board, you're a grown-up, do what you want. I just can't believe you know, applying it to my life, watching Bianca get railed doesn't exactly seem like it's going to be a good thing for me.
Right. Do you think it has to do with the giving up of power? Like, you're powerless to the situation, even though you're very much in on it, that you can't do anything about it.
Maybe. Because when they show
you're
cuckolding,
not tied down, are you?
No, but in porn, a lot of times it is that.
It is. Okay.
It's like some like
torturous,
mousy dude. He's like, oh no, please, not my wife. Right. And then some gigantic, swole dude comes in and puts in work.
Do you get to pick who the person is that has sex with your partner? Because that would help.
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
Right?
Yeah.
I hope you don't just bring in random people off the street.
Saying, like,
you want some Jay Leno tickets and my wife?
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Your discretion is advised.
So, Mike, do you think, and I'm just thinking in my mind, I'm thinking if this were your wife, for instance,
yeah,
and you're watching, is there pleasure in it for you in that she's not enjoying it as much as she does with you? Is that possibly what's going on?
But then do you get worried where she's having a better time? And you go, hey, yeah, hey,
what if it's
down
better than it is with you? Then what do you? How do you handle that information?
In one way, I say, like, oh, it's totally unhealthy. They're lying liars who lie. But then if you're that self-assured, if you're that comfortable with your own performance that you can allow that to happen,
mm-hmm,
I mean, that I can't – I'm not at all confident in my ability. So I would think that pretty much any other guy that comes through is going to do better than me, and that would make me feel bad.
That's right. Why Bianca and I are doing it on the down low.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
The following program contains mature content. Viewer discretion is advised.
She has been walking very funny lately, Kevin.
If we always say this, is this the topic that we open up the Kevin and Bean phone lines to and do not have anyone who has experience with this issue? Is this the one?
No.
I think we've got cuckolders out there.
Yeah.
Cuckolders and cuckoldees.
Yes, I would assume that we do, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would assume that, and I would ask that you stop saying that word. For some reason, it just creeps me out when
from
you
him
say it.
From him?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's give it a try. 1-800-520-1067. And we are looking for you if you are any part of the triangle,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. And if you have any experience with cuckolding, please call, because a lot of times, same with open relationships, people who do it, it's kind of a fringe thing to do. Mm-hmm. But people who do it oftentimes are very happy with it and mm-hmm are ready to tell you about how it's very healthy and stuff. So.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
I mean, look, every time a topic like this comes up, you know, swinging isn't for most people. The people who are into it, though, that's the only way to go. I mean, that's what gives them the most pleasure. So, you know, more power to you, right? 1-800-520-1067.
Clearly what's about to happen on our stage is very dangerous. It seems obvious, but we should underscore it. Please don't try this or anything resembling this at home.
The following hot presentation is for mature audiences only.
If you do try it at home, we want to hear about it. 1-800-520-1067. Your cuckolding calls next on K-Rock.
Just ahead of Linkin Park, let's take one phone call. Where are we going to right now?
We are going to talk to our new friend Karen. She is on line one. The topic is cuckolding. Here's what the CNN article says. Overall, our research found that for the most part, cuckolding tends to be a positive fantasy and behavior. It does not appear to be evidence of a disturbance or of an unhealthy relationship or a disregard for one's partner. Karen, it sounds like you agree with that.
Well, yeah, it's a situation that I'm familiar with. My partner is not interested in the humiliation. The thing that appeals to him is that other men find me sexually attractive and that they're interested in being involved sexually with me. That is hot to him. He approves of that.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So how does that work? Do you guys just keep your eyes peeled for somebody that looks attractive to both of you, and then you just go up to him and say, hey, would you be part of this?
Well, there's usually an acquaintance factor or reference factor. Hasn't happened for a while. We're getting up there, but previously.
So you don't walk down the street and go, him.
No, that's not possible.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a while there where things were happening with a friend and videos were sent. And
sweet.
I was just the queen of his world for all.
Did it turn you on too to be having sex with this other person that wasn't your partner?
I'll be honest with you. The thing that turned me on was making my man so happy.
Karen, right. Ladies and gentlemen. Karen.
That works for me.
Karen. Every dude in here is like Karen for president.
Karen 2020. That's what I'm saying. You are awesome for listening and awesome for calling. Thanks so much. Have a great day. 1-800-520-1067. Your cuckolding calls coming up next after LP on K-Rock.
Due to mature subject matter, viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Don't ever make me talk after that guy with that big voice, by the way. Not go well. Mike, before we get back to the calls, explain where we're at.
We are talking about cuckolding, watching your partner have sex with someone else. There was a study recently that was published on CNN Health that said it can actually be healthy. We were all saying no way. But clearly, there's a lot of people who are engaging in cuckolding because the lines are filled up. So I'm going to talk to some of these people.
Did any of us say, no way, Jose?
Oh, God.
And did you, Jose? See that? That's a lead-in.
Hey, Jose.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, you just killed all of our momentum.
Had a lot of momentum going right there.
We're really on a roll, Jose. All right. What do you have to add to this topic, sir?
I've been doing it for a while. I will say years. I mean, started off with girlfriends and stuff like that, and eventually stopped learning with the wife, too.
Are you cuckolding your phone?
Something's going on with it, that's for sure. So you enjoy seeing your partner with other men?
I enjoy it, yes. I just watching her have a good time and really, you know, enjoying it, it gets me off.
Right. Okay. Why do you suppose that is, Jose? Have you thought about that? What's your guess as to why that works on you like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's all about her having a good time. You know, even if we're together and it's just the two of us,
then she's disappointed.
No, well, yeah. but I just have to, you know. I got to make sure that she's having a good time. You know,
all right, let me ask you one more question, Jose, and then we got to move on because we have a lot of calls. What if she does it behind your back? She goes out and have sex and has a good time. Are you still cool with that?
As long as I know about it. I mean, I guess if she's going behind, she, you know, but if she does it behind and then later on tells me about it, I'm fine. But it's just, you know, don't keep it a secret, and I'm cool with it.
All right, Jose. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Interesting. Let's go to, give me some Gina, please, line 5. She's up next on The Kevin Bean Show.
Hey, Gina.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Gina. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so when I was in high school, I was dating a guy that was off in college at Santa Cruz. So, well, it was like a long-distance relationship, obviously, and he had actually asked me to do a video with somebody else. And so I had talked to the other person because I kind of had somebody in mind. So I was like, hey, like, my boyfriend wants to do a video. Like, are you cool with this? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. So we ended up recording ourselves and sent it to him. So I guess that was, like, my form of cuckolding that I had.
Mm-hmm. And were you so surprised by his request? Because that's probably the opposite of what most people would hope for with their long-distance girlfriend.
It was surprising, but at the same time, it made sense because, like, he probably wanted to see me in action, and I wanted to be in action because I wasn't,
you're a goer
around him.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's what champions do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, it was a surprise request, and if he probably would have asked, like, if he could do it, I would have said hell no, but, I mean, that wasn't the case, so.
Okay. All right. Well, it worked out for you all. Thank you very much, Gene. Appreciate that. Let's go to Garden Grove Line 2. This is going to be David joining us now on the Kevin and Bean Show talking about cuckolding.
Hey, David.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We are good. Thank you.
Okay. Mine's reverse.
Okay.
She likes to watch.
I don't think we need.
Can't say that word.
Look, we know what sex is.
Yeah.
Could I have some more descriptions, please? So she wants to see you having sex with another woman. Boy, it didn't take her long to talk into that, did it?
No, it didn't. No. I was like, okay, I can play this game.
And did it work out well for you?
It does.
Okay. It does.
You didn't have any reluctance at all? I mean, I obviously understand the appeal of having sex with different women. But, you know, you're a married man. Was there at any moment kind of any resistance?
Yes, there was, because it was, I mean, think about it. I mean, you're going to have sex. sex with a different woman in front of your wife,
right?
And you gotta put it into consideration how she's gonna really feel about
yes.
it. Yes. But once she puts her hands in the cookie jar, you know it's over. Just go have fun.
Okay. Mm. A lot of times people think it's something they want, and then the reality of it, though, is not that. Then they're kind of yeah. sad about it, and then it's already done. Then it's broken.
Well, when you're in the middle of it and you can hear your wife screaming in the corner, yeah, you think you've done a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your wife, a white woman, yes?
What?
Your wife is a white woman, yes?
Correct.
Yeah, there's no what? Latina or black chick that's tolerating that. That's a woman getting cut real quick.
All right, thanks, David. That's good advice to leave it there, I think.
LNOC's Alternative Rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Allie?
Bean?
What's happening?
You know, your team's in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You've loved this team for a really long time.
Right.
So you have some cocktails. Maybe you have a lot of cocktails.
Okay.
Maybe there's then footage of you trying to get up on the podium with the team as they accept the Lombardi Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's video of a security guard pushing you off like, dude, you're not on the team. Back off, little man. You would be Kevin Hart.
Is that right?
He's trying to get on the podium. They're pushing him. Not happening. Not getting up there. Well, then he decided that he would go on the NFL Network. Just share some of his thoughts.
We're very lucky to have this guy a part of this team. I've been drinking. I'm on cloud nine.
It's a celebration.
I started the celebration with you.
How do you celebrate this win tonight? What do you do from here?
You know what? Philadelphia is a great city. I hope this is an example of what we can do. We gave a f***.
I love you.
All right, you gotta go.
Oops. So Deion Sanders literally walks him off the stage like, you're done, bro. You just dropped the F-bomb on our live TV NFL game day prime. And then Kevin Hart takes to his own Instagram just to share some more thoughts.
To all the kids out there, I just want to say don't drink. You know, when alcohol's in your system, you do dumb stuff. Me trying to go on stage with the trophy, definitely in the top two stupidest things I've ever done, but who cares? The Eagles won a Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm still a little tipsy, but the world can kiss my ass. Shut up, bitch. I ain't got socks on because I'm tipsy. And my wife was the first one to say, babe, don't go up there. I told my wife, no, honey, chill out. I got to be up there with my city.
It didn't work out.
That man did his job, didn't he? He said, Kevin Hart, I know who you are, but you can't be up here. I said, hell if I can't. I went to walk. He put his hand on my chest. Who gives a shit? Go, Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hey, bro, when he put his hand
on. No, he was firm.
I love his friend, though, just egging him on. How'd that work out?
I'm gonna go for you.
He started out the tape by saying, kids, don't drink, because right. Then you make bad decisions. Then he continued to make bad decisions.
We're very lucky to have...
Oh, I'm sorry, that was the wrong clip. I thought that was kids, don't drink.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Listen, your team's in the Super Bowl. They just beat the Patriots. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's so little. He could have gone up there. No one would have been mad.
But why would he ever think in a million right. years of going up there? He's not on the team.
I love that his wife is like, please don't. Please don't. Oh, that's just quality, quality stuff. Hey, you guys, I had told you earlier about Lorde tweeting out how she wants your used T-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, what's that about?
Here's the thing. So she tweets this. Okay, time to quit playing. Need to rep my heroes on this tour. If anyone has any genuine, authentic Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Paul Simon, Simon & Garfunkel, Phil Collins, merch they would part with, I'll swap for a home-drawn T-shirt by me. So if you have genuine shirts from back in the day from any of those artists, she wants to wear them on stage during this tour, and then she's going to give you a shirt that she drew.
Can't she buy those shirts anywhere?
I'm sure you can, like from Etsy or someplace where eBay, people are putting them up for sale. But if you're a huge fan of Lord,
that's awesome.
And you see that and you're like, dude, my dad's probably got some of that crap. I'm going to send it. And then you see Lord, if you're a huge fan of Lord, wearing your t-shirt.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
That's huge. Yeah. That's pretty big. So apparently, so far, 565 comments from people. Some saying, what are you doing? Two others saying, I've got it. Where do I send it? That's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
What's the oldest t-shirt in rotation, Kevin, that you still wear? How far back do you think it goes?
Wow, that's a great question. Probably Lakers, but 1990s, probably.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I finally threw out a t-shirt. It was from probably the 80s. It was a glass company that used to, so weird, they used to advertise at Fenway. And the t-shirt is so old, it's like, it's see-through now. Mm-hmm. There were holes all over it. And people are like, what are you doing with that t-shirt? I'm like, I don't know. It just, it made me think of the Red Sox.
Well, why'd you get rid of it then?
It was literally falling apart as I was wearing it.
Well, you're going to
wear it. But why would I keep it?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
That was fun.
Okay.
It was a fun little fun fact.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
I just think you're terrific.
Hey, Bean.
Yes, dear.
Do you still buy CDs?
Oh, not for long. Not for long.
Billboard reported Friday that Best Buy stores will stop carrying CDs effective July 1st. Best Buy reportedly only makes $40 million annually from CD sales, which was basically their staple forever. You went to Best Buy, you bought a CD, right?
Or a microwave or a TV. Yeah, those are the three biggies, yeah.
And according to Nielsen Research, U.S. CD sales dropped by about 20 million copies between 2015 and 2016. And those are the latest figures available because they just stopped caring about doing figures out. They're like, who cares? No one gives a crap about this.
There's not much of a justification to buy a physical product anymore, whether it's a DVD or a Blu-ray or a CD.
Still need it, yeah.
No.
There's certainly music that's being made that is not available on streaming services. I will tell you that. There's a lot of holes on streaming services. But, yeah,
there's no question
they're definitely on their way out.
Some birthdays for you today. We've got actors Laura Linney, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Michael Sheen, Darren Criss, singer Bobby Brown, and Kevin's favorite soccer player, Neymar, and his least favorite soccer player, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Second favorite, if I must interrupt.
Oh, is that
Messi
it?
Messi is first, yes.
Messi is first, then Neymar. Yes, but you still do hate Ronaldo.
Oh, Ronaldo's the worst.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
Brady under pressure, escapes the sack. Launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball and it's incomplete. And Gronk was there. And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally. Last championship, 1960, pre-Super Bowl era. And the Philly fans... The dream has finally come true. Lombardi Trophy going to Philadelphia. For Tom Brady, a Super Bowl loss.
Loser.
Just a phenomenal game.
Right, that's what I meant.
Here's the thing about the Patriots, is that if you went to Las Vegas right now, I bet they are the favorites to win the Super Bowl next year.
Not probably.
Doesn't matter that they lost last night. They're still the favorites, and they're still going to be back, if not next year, certainly the year after. Allie, you were at a Super Bowl party last night?
I was.
That's not like you, is it? Usually you have to poop so much that you want to watch the games at home.
So last year I went to the first Super Bowl party in a very long time. I never go to one if the Patriots are playing.
Okay.
But it was at
You can't enjoy. You can't concentrate, right?
Absolutely. But I went last year, and of course, for the first half, I was like, this was a mistake. Why did I do this? But then it turned out in our favor as a Pats fan. Hmm. So it was good. So, of course, I went back to Michelle's house for this Super Bowl.
How'd that work out?
Not great.
Not as good.
So, here's the thing. And
it's Michelle, isn't it?
It's Michelle. But Pats fans don't want to hear this. But I think maybe... We need to get used to what that felt like last night.
What? Because you think this one is a team buster.
Yeah, I think the dynasty might be see you later.
Did you just go?
I did. Uh-huh. Like there was a horse involved.
Yeah. Okay. Tom told his wife in that Facebook documentary that he wanted to play at least two more Super Bowls, including mm-hmm. this one. So it sounds like he wants to come back, and he's famously said he wants to play until he's at least 45 and then reevaluate, right?
Yeah. But if you look at Tom and how he played last night, great. I mean, he won the phenomenal. MVP Saturday. He was phenomenal last night. It was his defense that let him down. Right. Could he play another year? Absolutely. Should he?
Really? Because I think he would probably play pretty well.
Well, if everyone around him is the coaches are around him, great. If the players are around him, great. But he can't do it himself.
Will the hoodie come back?
You don't know.
Here are your odds,
know.
By the way. New England is 5-1 favorite to win next year's Super Bowl. Eagles are 8-1. Steelers 10-1. Rams 20-1. That's the line
That's
in
crazy.
Las Vegas this morning. And by the way, speaking of Las
Dolphins,
Vegas.
Dolphins 1,000,000-1.
Speaking of Las Vegas, we spoke with RJ Bell on Friday. And thank God our listeners, I hope, didn't follow RJ's advice and put it all on the line. Patriots -4.5. But we spoke with him about that Better X is what they're calling him. This is the dude who ended up putting $10 million down on the Astros to win the World Series.
Oh, that's right. And let it ride.
Yes. He put down over $6 million on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl in Las Vegas over the last couple of weeks. How about that? He made a $3 million bet on the Eagles at the MGM, which was their second largest Super Bowl wager ever. That on that one, we don't know whether it was the point spread or the money line, but it doesn't matter, right? Because the Eagles won and the Patriots were favored anyway. William Hill U.S. was the second sportsbook to report taking a $1 million bet on the Eagles from BetterX. Director of trading Nick Bogdanovich said his book accepted a $1 million money line on Philadelphia. Sportsbook operator CG Technology and the South Point both took six-figure money line wagers on the Eagles for $700,000 and $500,000, respectively. I mean, it just goes on and on. Over $6 million,
That's
you guys,
insane.
He put down. And this dude is like 30. That's the astonishing thing. And they say, and maybe we wouldn't know if he were making other bets all over town on lots of different sporting events. Maybe these are so high profile and so much money that they call attention to themselves. But it sounds like, as far as Las Vegas knows, the only betting he's done are on that World Series for the Astros and on the Super Bowl for the
Eagles. That would be really
Can
weird.
That be?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That'd be really weird.
That's a dude who's picking and choosing. And picking and choosing well, by the way. What must it be like to be a lifelong Eagles fan today? I mean, think about it. Most people who are Philadelphia Eagles fans today have never seen – well, no one's ever seen them win the Super Bowl because they never have. But even if you're old enough to remember the previous championships, that's not most of the people. Most of those people are dead, right?
Yeah.
I would think. So Eagles fans today grew up never knowing what this feels like. What is it like? Is
it's
it a
like
whole...
remember when Philadelphia used to be a city and it used to be standing?
is it a whole new set of problems for Eagles fans now that they can't be the underdog anymore now that they've won a Super Bowl?
I will say this, just because, you know, I have been around for five wins from a team that stunk. Stunk doesn't even cover it. The Patriots sucked. The Red Sox sucked.
Right.
And then you start winning. And then fans start to get a little entitled and start to feel like, haha, this is ours. This is what we do.
Right.
Do I feel like Eagles fans will turn into that? Not really at this point. I think Eagles fans right now are in that just honeymoon phase of, oh, my God, this is the best feeling ever. And it is. It's awesome. And they should enjoy every damn minute of it.
They probably don't even want the next season to start for a long time, just so they can revel in it.
And here's my question. Who's their starting quarterback when the season does start?
I was wondering about that, too. Is there a quarterback controversy? Because Carson Wentz couldn't have been any better in the 10 games
Amazing.
Or whatever it was he played.
Same with Foles.
Foles couldn't have been any better. So what do you do? It's an embarrassment of riches now.
Right? Maybe give one to the Patriots because they're not going to have anyone.
All right. One more thing. Kevin made reference to if Philadelphia is still standing. I love the blogs last night that were transcribing the police radio calls.
I didn't hear any of these.
As the celebration escalated. And by the way, they do know how to party in Philadelphia. You do have to give them that. So here's a few of them from police radios last night. 10:20 p.m., thousands going south on Broad Street from Spring Garden. By the way, is there any way to prepare for a city the size of Philadelphia to host a Super Bowl party immediately after the game? What do you even
do?
I mean, they tried greasing the poles,
remember?
Did you
see them greasing the poles all day?
And that didn't work last time. People still climbed up on it.
Well, did you see, I think it was, wasn't it RedTube or YouPorn wound up sending a ton of lube They're like, this will work. I forget who it was, and now I feel bad because it was such a great idea.
Speaking of grease in the poll. 10:36 p.m., we need somebody at Broad and Walnut, southwest corner. People on the poll. There you go.
Right.
10:40, I've got about 2,000 college students coming from Walnut Street to 30th to Center City. 10:46, it's endless, Chief. Endless.
Endless, Chief. Can you imagine cops just sitting there going, you take it, I'm not taking it.
No.
10:50, I got people coming up the ramps on 676 eastbound. Should I go get those people off the 676? What is that about? Is that people going the wrong way on a ramp?
10:53. I mean, it sounds like they're walking. I don't know.
10:53, about four stories above the Wawa, we've got people out on the ledge. I can't tell how they came up. If they're not allowed to be there, can we get them down? They're coming out the window up there. 10:57, be advised that someone is flying a drone in the area at I-5 and Market. 11 p.m. At 15th Street, they're lighting off fireworks. 11:04, we've got a large crowd at City Hall climbing the fence. 11:11, they're on top of trash trucks. There's to be no one on top of trash trucks, guys. Yeah, it's easier for you to say, guy on the radio. 11:14, we have multiple people on Broad Street swinging on light poles. 11:23, I got a group jumping up and down on tractor trailers now. 11:25, I need to get the fire extinguisher out of my trunk. I've got a fire on Broad Street just south of South. Someone just lit a Christmas tree on fire. Who was hanging onto their Christmas tree through the entire month of January so they could set it on fire in February?
That city hates Christmas. I don't know if
you know that.
They do hate
Christmas. A couple more. 11:26, they just flipped a car over here. If you could get a medical response team down here, I'd greatly appreciate it. 11:37, this is extremely horrible. We need rescue here. We've got someone horribly injured from a fall. 11:38, they're trying to tear down multiple light posts now. I don't have anyone to counter it right now. I mean, look.
They're on top of a stoplight that they literally, there were enough people on it that it just bent and broke.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And if you're, no matter how many police you send out, there are way more civilians.
Yeah, of course.
Way more. 11:45, we have a light pole down on the east side of the Macy's corner. We have live wires.
Oh, no.
Here's your pole, Kevin, 11:51. On the southeast corner, the pole is about to collapse. There are about 40 people on there. And here's your favorite, Allie, 11:53. We have a large crowd throwing bottles and chanting Meek Mill. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go.
Oh, no.
Our Philadelphia Eagles and their fans. Hey, it's time for a little How Does the Story End?
How does the story end, my friend? Friend, how does the story end?
Now, recuse yourself if you've seen this video, because it has gone viral in the past few days. But if you haven't, I would be surprised if you are able to figure out how this story ends. Surveillance video camera at KIRO Radio in Seattle last Wednesday night caught a man somehow got into the locked parking area of the radio station.
How does this story end?
And jumped the fence.
And decided that he was going to break into a truck that was in the parking lot. And he decided to try to break into it with a mop handle and smash the windows of the car to get in. Now, I don't know if there was anything of value in the truck, but he was going to try. Have you all seen this video?
I haven't.
No.
Okay. I think you'll enjoy it very much. So the surveillance video is out, and a guy that I know, actually, who works there at KIRO Radio in Seattle, John Curley, did play-by-play of the video. So even if you haven't seen it, here's what went down that night in the parking lot.
It's an open parking lot, 11:09 p.m. There's a gentleman who's got himself a mop and mop handle, and he is pointing it towards the window of a pickup truck. He's got a stance about shoulder width apart, and he bangs the mop at the top of the window and then hits and resets. He's got his feet now moving apart, looking just to the right to check, make sure no one's around. And he's now positions the mop again, backs it up, slams it back into the window, slams it a second time. That's three. That's four. Las Vegas odds say he won't hit one more time, and he doesn't. Taking a breather, he looks like he's winded. Now he's starting to stumble just a little bit.
He's very Bob Uecker, isn't he?
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is he doing this live as he's watching? Oh, I thought he was watching it happen, doing it live.
Like you sometimes see them do on the high-speed car chases on TV. They got to do the play-by-play.
Okay, got it.
No, I haven't figured out. I've been digging into this. I haven't figured out how they knew to go back to the surveillance tape the next morning. Because, spoiler alert, he doesn't get into the truck. Okay? and would you guys imagine, and I know these windows are tough to break,
Would you guys imagine you could break a truck window with a mop?
No, as soon as you said mop handle, I was like, really?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Really?
What would you need to use, Allie, to get through the glass on a modern window?
I would think a hammer, something. A mop handle to me is plastic. I would think you'd need like a mallet or a hammer.
Oh, see, it's interesting. I was thinking wood, but I don't know. All right, let's hear some more. So he's still looking for a way into that truck.
Gets the mop, backs up. He needs a bit more of a running start. And yes, he positions the mop, runs towards the window, and can't break it. Can't break it. That's 3, 4. If you're counting at home, that's 14 blows against the window with the mop. Now remember, the dirty part of the mop is underneath his arm. He's got a handle. Again, he strikes the window. And now he comes down hard, raining blows down upon the window. 1, 2, 3, and this is just about tuckered him out.
By the way, raining blows.
That's
right?
Powerful language. Yeah.
That's very well done. All right, so he's almost exhausted, and he's about to try to think of something else he can do. He's by himself. He's the only person in this parking lot. He's trying to get in this truck. What is he going
to
do?
He decides to run over to the other window, thinking maybe that one will be a little easier to break with a mop handle, but
right.
No. Now he's moving away from the car and starting to get a second plan.
All right. This is where How Does the Story End begins.
How does the story end?
A second plan. His second plan.
Wow.
The mop
tough
handle's
one.
Not working.
Tough one.
Yeah. Picks up a brick.
All right. So Kevin thinks he finds something
else.
Oh, wait.
No, because you said he never got in.
Never gets into the truck.
Okay. I think he is standing on top of it trying to jam his foot into the windshield.
Foot into the windshield.
Foot into some window, something. He has a foot.
Foot. He does have a foot.
Okay,
foot
there.
Ball.
All
right,
done.
Let's see.
This time he starts to climb up onto a rooftop. Still has the mop in his left hand. He places the mop on top of a roof, and now he starts to think about whether or not he wants to climb up. He places his right foot on top of the wall. Here he comes, and he falls off the wall. Oh, my God. Somebody get some salami and cream cheese and rub it all over his face. He's unconscious on the ground with the mop. That's the story.
What's
happening?
He climbs up onto the roof of the building near the truck to do what? I don't know, but falls off and is knocked unconscious. Here's the tweet for the next morning from Cairo Radio. Last night, we captured surveillance video of a vandal trying to break into one of our employees' vehicles in the parking lot. While the suspect is still at large, we took the liberty to have John Curley give his play-by-play of the incident. By the way, he stayed on the ground for 17 minutes.
Whoa.
17 minutes unconscious, by the way.
Then he had to go through concussion protocol.
Yes.
Then just got up and ran away. We didn't know about it until our engineer reviewed the footage this morning. So the guy did get away with it. With whatever he was trying to
with
do.
With failing?
What I'm saying is he didn't get arrested for attempted burglary. But how did they even know to go look at the tape the next morning? That's the part that I'm trying to figure out.
That seems simple because the truck has damage.
You would think it would.
Really? If all he was doing was hitting the window that never broke, how much damage could there be on it?
I mean, I would think you could see someone was trying to break the window.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe so. I mean, at some point,
I don't know, but I love his dedication to get into that truck, and I want to know what he was going after.
I just can't. I mean, you fall off a roof and you're unconscious for 17 minutes. You're just laying there. Then you just get up and walk away. That was not a success.
That's how the story ends.
Allie, you're telling me you've got tickets to that Annihilation coming up?
I do, for 5 winners.
Natalie Portman?
Yes.
Gina Rodriguez? Tessa Thompson?
Yes.
Oscar Isaac?
Yes.
That looks pretty good, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Saw the preview for that yesterday. Hey, we did a story last week that I think deserves a little bit of follow-up. I would be willing to guess that 99.9% of people – I'm just talking off the top of my head. I have no idea if that number is accurate.
That's accurate. Go ahead.
The vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people who go to yoga because they like the way it makes their body feel, because they feel healthier, and maybe they clear their head, and it's a nice distraction from the busy go-go-go of modern society. And that's what it's about, is it's about a way to feel better, right? Mm-hmm. Most of them are not going because it has its roots in Hinduism. It's not a religious experience for most people, I don't think.
They do it because they worship the devil.
I don't think that's true, Kevin. I don't think that's true. Although the story that we brought you last week is there is a Christian
blogger, who, Ali, I guess you are familiar with this Matt Walsh. You've heard of him before?
Yeah. He is a interesting man. Yeah, I've seen his tweets and gone, what is the guy from Veep so worked up about? But it's a very different fella.
Different guy.
Very different.
He says that basically yoga was designed to cause a demonic trance, that practicing yoga is like playing with a Ouija board, and that good Christians shouldn't have anything to do with it. It is a pagan practice, she says. I don't see how a pagan ritual could ever get someone to heaven, and maybe that's reason enough to leave it alone. He says, for the same reason, you shouldn't use a Ouija board just because it's a little creepy. Why not play Monopoly instead? You shouldn't be going to yoga because, who knows, you could end up in hell.
By doing yoga.
Yeah.
By doing yoga.
It makes no sense.
So I don't want to put words in Mr. Walsh's mouth. I can't begin to know enough on this topic to speak on it intelligently. So we asked producer Dave if there's any way we can line him up. And I believe Matt Walsh, Christian blogger, joins us on the phone right now. Hello, Mr. Walsh.
Good morning. Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Well, we're fine. I don't want to misinterpret what you're saying, but if I go to yoga, I will burn in hell?
Well, you pretty much summed it up. I don't know why anyone would be playing with fire.
How does that work exactly?
Well, remember that yoga was invented by Hindus who are not believers in Christ, and it's really just a way to get you into a hypnotic trance and to worship the devil. And sure, you could have the best of intentions if you're going to a yoga class, mm-hmm. but really, why take a chance with playing with evil spirits? It's naive. It's naive to believe that there aren't the evil spirits and the feeling of the devil today in this world that we live in.
Okay. Is this fair to make this comparison? Most people who send their kids out dressed up for Halloween aren't worshiping the devil or participating in a pagan ritual. They are just enjoying Halloween, just like I would say people are just enjoying yoga.
Maybe they think they're just enjoying Halloween, but they are taking a step into the devil's playground. And anything that is subversive to the word of Christ is something that I don't think we should be doing. And I will frankly crusade to make sure that people do not do that. Mm. For instance, so many people nowadays, they're eating kale. You understand that? They're eating kale. How do you not know that that is the devil's pubes?
Kale is?
Kevin, do you know kale?
I've had it before, and it may be the devil's pubes.
Is it fish? Or?
It was initially brought up in South America to make sure that people celebrated every body part of the devil, and that is, in fact, the devil's pubes, and no one should be eating kale.
Where are you getting that info?
I don't like the fact that people urinate.
What?
Well, you have to urinate or you'll die.
No, it's a practice of the devil. It was developed by pagan Vikings, Norse Vikings, mm-hmm. wearing goatskin legs, dancing around fire, and that was a way to shower the devil to keep him clean.
What? No, it's to remove impurities from your bloodstream. That's why you urinate.
I have sewn up my peepee hole, and I make sure that I just spit a lot, and it's perfectly fine.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
I'm very healthy. I spit a lot, and I get all of my liquids out.
Nice. I don't need to hear more about this. Oh.
I don't think we should have dump trucks. What do dump trucks do? I'll tell you what dump trucks do. They drop loads. And I can't live on an earth where people are just going to be dropping loads willy-nilly.
Matt. They're moving dirt and boulders and trash and recycling from place to place.
Tacos? And there should be nobody in a godly world eating tacos are terrible.
What?
They were initially developed in an Aztec ritual called Panocha Mala. And that is where they were just making women feel lesser than, abusing them all over their body. And now it's just a representation of that in the modern day. And people, especially all over Southern California, where you guys live, eating tacos willy-nilly, and I will not stand for it.
They're delicious.
So you say, but you go into it with the best of intentions, no more salami, pickles, bananas, or hot dogs as well, because it's far too phallic.
I think you're just seeing sex everywhere, Matt.
Donald Trump, mm-hmm. speaking through the devil. Politics aside, his lips look like a butthole.
Right.
Excuse me. Had something in my throat right there. I was just coughing a little bit. Okay. And I cannot have sinners just using that tool, Donald Trump's mouth and his lips, to be spreading the word of sinning. I want to make sure that Christ is at home in the hearts of all good Americans.
I see.
Okay.
And as well, let me just say, Nickelback, let's get rid of them.
I'm down with that.
They're weak.
Wiggins house, fam.
Fam. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Here's a Super Bowl fun fact that I was surprised by, that in the entire history of the Super Bowl, 52 games now, Nick Foles is only the second ever quarterback from the state of Texas to win the big game. Isn't that a surprise?
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
When you think about how high school football in Texas is practically a religion.
Yeah, it's a powerhouse.
That more quarterbacks have not come out with that success.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
I agree with that guy. Hey, it's 8:54, Allie. What's happening?
Well, we just talked about this movie, Annihilation. If you haven't seen the previews, go and check it out. It looks amazing. It's going to be in theaters on February 23rd. Stars Natalie Portman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Gina Rodriguez, Tessa Thompson, Oscar Isaac, and more. I love this synopsis so much. A biologist and former soldier joins a mission to uncover what happened to her husband inside Area X, a sinister and mysterious phenomenon that's expanding across the American coastline. Once inside, the expedition discovers a world of mutated landscape and creatures as dangerous as it is beautiful that threatens both their lives and their sanity. That is a very serious movie. And nope, not Friday, 10 at noon.
No.
In theaters, February 23rd. But if you are callers 10 through 14 right now, we need five winners. They're going to get a pair of passes to the premiere of Annihilation at the Village Theater. That is happening on February the 13th. Call now.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
I love you.
We love you, too. Callers
call
10.
Call right now and we'll get right back
okay.
to you.
Through
We're
14.
Not get right back
we will not
that's a lie.
At all.
Whoever said that's lying.
That is a lie. So Natalie Portman's in that, and it brings me to this. Remember her rap with Lonely Island?
One of my favorite things ever.
One of the funniest things ever on SNL. Can you believe that was in 2006?
Wow.
That seems so ridiculously long ago. But I didn't see this, but Bean and Dave both saw it. She updated her rap this past weekend when she was on SNL. Bean, how was she?
It was not a good episode of Saturday Night Live.
Huh.
But
shocking.
But it is shocking because their last couple of seasons have been among the best they've ever put on the air.
Right.
But it was kind of lackluster. Mm-hmm. And but there were definitely some moments, and I think people will enjoy this rap if they enjoyed the first one.
This is Natalie's second rap with Andy Samberg.
Ha, I guess I'm showing my age. Now bend over and spread him because you about to get...
Damn.
That's some good stuff. Now, I have to ask, Natalie, have you seen the new Star Wars movies?
No.
Oh, well, they're really good. They're much better than...
Better than what? Say something about the mother... Prinkles, bitch.
They were good.
Say something nice about Jar Jar Binks.
He's small.
Now, kick him right on his 17.
What?
While I sit dead on your face and take your...
Oh, my God.
I mean, she goes for it.
She's
she
awesome. Goes for it.
She's so sweet looking yep. and just genteel. And then, wow.
Yeah, she Cardi B's it up, doesn't she?
I like it. I like it so much. In case you didn't know, John Stamos, now a married man. He married his girlfriend. They've been dating 2 years and expecting their first child together. Her name's Caitlin McHugh. They got married on Saturday, but not before some serious drama went down on Friday night. TMZ had reported that somebody broke into the bride's room at the Beverly Hills Hotel and helped themselves to $165,000 worth of jewels that were on loan from Neil Lane. That's
wow.
a lot of jewelry. That's a lot to be stolen. And do you need any sort of stress before your wedding day? I'm thinking no.
That is also not how borrowing works.
No, it certainly isn't. Law enforcement says there were no signs of forced entry and they have no suspects. We came up with it, though. We decided, obviously, John Stamos is in on it. He then had Bob Saget do it.
Sure.
Because who's going to expect Bob Saget?
Right. No
right.
one.
Right? And Kevin taught him how to do the army crawl so he won't be on any sort of video camera because Kevin showed us the army crawl when he left our meeting last week.
Look, sometimes
on the floor.
Sometimes meetings go too long. That's all I'm going to say.
That happened in real life.
I don't even know how Chip got a picture of it. I was moving as fast as I could.
Stealth.
Just like a ninja.
I'm telling you, it happens. It definitely happens.
Yeah.
You guys, there's another Curry. that's going to be born into this world.
You mean
Steph Curry
Steph?
Okay. And Ayesha are expecting their third child this spring. Ayesha showed off a little bump on Instagram asking, "Hey, how did this happen?" And I'm assuming she knows because it is her third, and revealed that it will be, quote, a Curry party of five. So, I mean, once you have Riley, aren't you like, it doesn't get better?
Yeah.
Just stop.
Kid will ever be as good as Riley.
No, she's the cutest thing in the world.
May I throw out another fun fact?
No.
Yes.
DMX.
Uh-huh.
I read over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just had his 15th child.
Oh.
15!
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
Back to you.
That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids. Exactly. My takeaway.
And isn't he in jail again?
Yeah, he definitely runs afoul of the law, for sure.
Not super involved, if that's what you're saying.
I feel like once he gets out, he's just like, listen, I was locked up for a little bit. Let's do this.
I haven't been able to do it for 8 days.
I'm saying.
I mean, you could be wealthy, mm-hmm. and it would be difficult to pay for 15 children, to raise 15 children at the same time. And I don't think DMX is wealthy, by the way.
No.
So I think he's got troubles.
Thanks, Bean. Some birthdays.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
Some birthdays for you. We have got actors Jennifer Jason Leigh, Laura Linney, Michael Sheen, Darren Criss, singer Bobby Brown, and Kevin's second favorite soccer player, Neymar, because his first favorite is Messi, not his birthday.
Thank you.
And then a player that he does not like at all and said his eyebrows are awful and he doesn't understand how he goes through life with that face, Cristiano Ronaldo. And that's what's happening.
I don't think we've ever offered this before. It's a pretty good deal, you guys. The 2018 K-Rock All Access Pass. I'm not sure when they are going to start doling these out or how many there are, but I would urge you to get immediately to KROQ.com and sign up so that you can win it. It's VIP access to the Weenie Roast, also to Almost Acoustic Christmas, and an HD radio sound space performance of your choice. Go to KROQ.com right now and sign up. Hey, I got a question for you guys, and that's, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida!
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news.
What's up with you?
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
Let's all find out what happened now
in Florida.
I don't know what's going on down there in America's penis-shaped state of Florida, but it's been less than 10 days, you guys, since the last What's Up with Florida, and the stories are just stacking up. They cannot stop doing great work in Florida. This is a stay-and-play daycare center owner, Becky Cox, who gets a phone call on Thursday night from her alarm company that there is a burglary in progress. She calls one of her employees that lives nearby, who goes and takes a look at the daycare and realizes that somebody has driven his or her car into the daycare and knocked down a wall.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Then the person took off. It became a wild ride through Putnam County. Deputies say the driver then hit a tree before rolling her car. What makes this story so Florida is, A, it was a woman driving, which is always a surprise, and B, as she emerged from the car to be tased by police, she was naked.
Yay! Oh,
sure. 44-year-old Melina Churchill faces several charges after she is discharged from the hospital. I know we always talk about how we need a high-speed car chase channel. This is why.
Right?
Because when Melina sobers up, I need a backstory on what was going on in her life that day that led her to driving naked into a daycare center and then on the freeway before she hit a tree getting off the access. I mean, what's going on in her life, do you think?
Bath salts.
It might just be bath salts. That's true. Spring Hill, Florida, a man is accused of breaking into a funeral home and stealing items, including a tub of formaldehyde.
No.
Mm-mm. Would that be high on the list of something that you would need?
Nope.
In a funeral home?
No, sir.
Hernando County Sheriff's deputies went to the DeMarco family funeral home in Spring Hill early Friday after someone working in a nearby business saw a man carrying a crowbar going in and out of the building. 29-year-old Aaron Meininger was arrested on commercial burglary and grand theft charges. He told investigators he was bored, didn't realize he was breaking into a funeral home, and didn't even know what he was going to do with the items that he stole, including makeup and various instruments used in funeral preparation in addition to formaldehyde. Who breaks into a building without knowing what building it is?
Not buying that at all.
What do you think Aaron was planning on doing?
Don't know, but He knew what he was getting, I think.
You think so?
Yes, of course.
Because I wouldn't expect cash to be on hand at a funeral home at all. Like, they probably don't ever deal in cash, I would think. So you think he broke in there intentionally because he wanted some of these things to maybe...
I guess so.
His own funeral?
Or do you think formaldehyde is used in some drug that we don't know about and it's not readily available, so...
It is Florida, after all, right. So that is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
To Jacksonville we go. A Clay County man was arrested Thursday afternoon after he tried to hand a trooper a glass pipe during a traffic stop. He was spotted going more than 30 miles an hour over the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit.
If you want my license, you're going to have to hold my pipe.
Or maybe he's like, puff, puff, ass. He was just being kind. We don't know.
Why come down to the guy who's just tried to share?
Right?
That's all.
I'm saying.
Carl Parsons, 28, acknowledged having smoked marijuana before leaving home, and he did, in fact, offer the trooper a multicolored glass pipe, according to the arrest report. He also had 5 ounces of jarred marijuana tucked inside a backpack in the back seat. He had a digital scale on the floorboard, and troopers also found edibles. So he was just prepared for any urge that he had while driving down the road. He was set for that. But maybe don't advertise that to the police officer who pulls you over. Here's a 69-year-old Florida woman. Her name is Charlotte Gutenberg. Yes, right, Allie? She is in the Guinness Book of World Records, you guys, as the most tattooed woman ever. I find her fascinating. In fact, I'd like to talk to her on the show. She did not get her first tattoo until she was 50 years old.
Wow.
50.
And then she just went crazy.
Don't you think most people, by the time they get to 50, if they haven't gotten a tattoo, they're not going to get
a
tattoo?
You're either a tattoo person or you're
not.
Clearly, so,
go and be the most tattooed woman after that, that's nuts.
In 19 years, you guys, she has tattooed 98.75% of her body.
I bet she's pretty hot.
It's hard to tell. She did also, along the way, meet her partner, Chuck Helmke, who is, wait for it, the most tattooed male senior citizen in the world. They are both in the Guinness Book of World Records. Every pot has a lid, you guys. These two are perfect for each other.
Yay.
The couple also holds additional records as Miss Gutenberg has the most feathers tattooed on her body. She has 216 feathers. And her boyfriend, Mr. Heimke, has the most skulls tattooed on his body at 376. Okay, when you have 200 skulls on your body, here you go.
And 250, 300. Yeah. You know, I've got 300. That's good.
Not enough?
What's next?
All right. Two more very Florida story. Goodwill employees in Manatee discovered a grenade launcher loaded with a live grenade this past weekend and a load of items donated at a Bradenton store.
No.
Wow.
Deputies were called. The grenade launcher had come in on January 25th in a shipment from another store. Can you imagine donating your... how does it happen that you even have a grenade launcher, A? Mm-hmm. B, that it's not just some sort of a historical curio. It's actually got a grenade in it. I would think you would know that.
Why would you
give that to the Goodwill? So many questions about this story. And finally, here's one you probably saw in the real news. This was a potentially very scary situation at a Lana Del Rey concert in Orlando on Friday evening. There was a 43-year-old man who ended up being arrested because, like a dummy, although I guess it's fortunate because it alerted authorities to be on the lookout for him, he started posting about how much he loved Lana Del Rey and how much they were going to be together, how much he loved her, and I'm sorry I did this to us. He put on Facebook, this is probably my last time on Facebook because Lana Del Rey is coming to town tonight. I will see you on the other side. Lana knows I'm here. Yikes. The Queen of England knows I'm here. Vladimir Putin knows I'm here. They all know I'm here are just some of the things that he put on his social media.
Wow.
Well, fortunately, there was no danger. He was arrested. He did have a knife on him down the street from the venue where Lana Del Rey is. And the only reason I bring it up is because the man's name was Michael Hunt. I hope they paged him to track him down. I hope when they got to the concert, they said, Mr. Hunt, Mr. Mike Hunt, please come and talk to the police. And this has been What's Up with Florida.
Florida. What's up with Florida?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 941.
Jorge from Santa Ana Thanks, Allie. I'm at the post office trying to explain to everyone why I'm crying over great news.
I'm so sorry. I didn't expect to get that choked up, and then I did, and I was a big old wuss. But then we booed Kevin, so it came back around, I feel like.
I thought my story was sweet, too, and I got booed.
It was an awful thing that those people did.
They're awful.
Well, it all turned out well.
I hope that dog ends up mauling them to death. That's how I hope that story ends. Yeah. Those people bring that dog back to their house, and then they get killed by that dog.
All right, take it easy.
9:41, Monday morning. Time for one more What's Happening, Allie.
Well, a couple hours we played the sound of Kevin Hart pretty drunk. After his Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, he cussed on national television. Security stopped him from getting up on stage. And then he did a Instagram of him starting by saying, "Don't drink, kids," and then launching into why he did and how fun it was. And it was the best. I loved it. And then I saw video posted by Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa Bryant, on her Instagram of the last play. And Kobe Bryant, who's from Philly, holding their baby, mm-hmm. and his reaction.
Did he spike the baby?
To winning. Oh my God, you're rotten. And now I can't stop visualizing it. Here was Kobe's reaction. Oh my God.
No, 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 no. Oh, thank God. Oh my God. Yes, we won. We won the Super Bowl. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh my god! Yes! Yes! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Don't scare her, babe.
How about handing the baby off to someone else?
Holding the baby, but then he's stomping, like doing these moves, going in and out of the room. Like he cannot contain his excitement. And he's cussing up a storm. The other kids are giggling. It's just pure joy. That is pure joy. And from someone like Kobe Bryant.
Who doesn't show a lot of emotion.
Doesn't show a lot of emotion, but an elite athlete that's been there, done that.
Sure.
That's kind of nice to see.
Allie, when that Hail Mary, as time expired, was in the air.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I thought this is the most Patriots thing ever.
Yeah,
if
don't
they
you
catch
dare
it.
You bastards.
But to me, I literally thought it's not going to happen. I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. Yeah. But would it be the most Patriots thing ever if
of
somebody caught
it
that?
Would.
For sure.
Of course. And by the way, it could have happened.
100%.
I mean,
yeah.
It's a few inches.
Yeah.
And then would Terrific Tom have gotten the 2-point conversion to tie the game? And we'd go back to overtime like last year?
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
You guys. Hey, do you remember me doing the story a while ago? Noel Gallagher, at one of his shows, one of his bandmates played the scissors. So, of course, Liam sees that and tweets, "I'm looking for somebody to peel some spuds live on stage tonight at this gig in Bethnal Green. Must have own peeler, as you were, LG." And then video of that next show, some dude just straight up in the audience, just peeling a potato, potato going everywhere. One of the funniest things ever. Well, now, a festival in Manchester has had to put out a statement because they're getting so many questions from fans. I noticed that Potato Peeler isn't on the list of banned things to bring in. They had to release a statement and say, "You can't bring a potato peeler into
this Liam Gallagher show.
Oh, poor Parklife Festival in Manchester. Giving him extra work. Good Lord, leave your potato peeler at home. Can you imagine you're bringing a potato and a potato peeler in to every show now to see Liam Gallagher?
No, that would be pretty weird.
Did we ever find out why Noel Gallagher had someone peeling a potato as part of his band?
Because he was making fun of the fact that Noel had someone in the band play the scissors. So he calls Noel a potato all the time.
Right,
online.
That's right. He sure does. Yeah.
So he just said, "Bring a potato and a peeler," and didn't really think much about it until he was singing and looked out, and there it was, making
remember,
it rain with
remember
potatoes.
When they made up where they got together at a pub and hashed everything out, and they were friends again for like 10 hours?
Yeah.
And we all felt pretty good about that?
Yeah.
For those 10 hours?
I feel like it could happen again, but not for long.
Probably
But it
not.
Could happen it again could, for like yeah. a one-off show,
but
and then it's
not,
over.
Right.
I bet there are, sadly, a lot of siblings in the world who just have no relationship whatsoever with their brother or sister.
Sure.
Yeah.
For years. Years go by. They literally just don't know each other.
Yeah.
That makes you sad.
Well, some brothers and sisters are assholes.
I guess that's true.
Hmm.
Moving along, Lady Gaga, this is awful. She's in such severe pain that she had to cancel the final 10 concerts on her European tour. She's just done. She cannot do it. She suffers from fibromyalgia, which is just, it's a mess. If you know anyone that's gone through it and is going through it, it is horrible. Between the all-over pain, then the fatigue and the moods, and the it affects every aspect of your life.
Also doesn't let up. It's 24 hours a day.
Yeah, there's no cure for it. You can, you know, try and have less stress in your life or eat differently, do something, but it's a lot. So she is she's taking a break. She needs to put herself first and take as long as you want, Gaga. I love you. Lady Gaga! That lady needs to stop.
Calm down.
Remember in 2016, AC/DC frontman Brian Johnson forced to retire. He had, it was hearing loss, right, Bean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Couldn't do it anymore. So Axl Rose stepped in,
mm-hmm.
did a bunch of shows with AC/DC. People were like, how long can this last?
And at the time, that was, hey, AC/DC had already sold a bunch of concerts.
Right.
But at least somebody's stepping up to fill in, to fulfill the obligation so they don't have to cancel those shows.
Well, it looks like Axl Rose is set to keep that job as the band's new frontman for AC/DC. The biographer, Marie Engelhardt, posted this on Facebook. Speculate all you want, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. AC/DC will continue with Axl on vocals. New album, touring, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Wow, right?
That's crazy.
I don't like it.
No?
And I also think that Axl Rose could maybe spend that time making a Guns N' Roses album instead.
Yes.
I mean, maybe he could do both.
Well, he hasn't.
Sure, there's that.
I mean, so angry.
Take it easy, man. He doesn't exactly generate much Guns N' Roses music, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But didn't we all laugh at Guns N' Roses touring? We're like, how long will that last?
Yeah.
They'll never
sure
get
you see
through
it. The first two or three shows,
right?
Right.
They're playing sold out shows all over the place, playing hours on end. Maybe this is new Axl.
Maybe
he can do it all.
Maybe so. I don't know. Is it AC/DC in your mind if Axl Rose is singing lead? It's not to me. It's a guy doing an AC/DC tribute act.
But could it be great?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you'll allow it.
Sure. No one's asking me, but I'll allow it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Bean might be swayed, right?
Nope. I mean, I'm willing to hear it, I guess.
All right. Let's talk about some birthdays today. We've got soccer players Cristiano Ronaldo and Neymar sharing a birthday, as well as actors Darren Criss, Michael Sheen, Laura Linney, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and singer Bobby Brown. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. The SoCal Health tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We've got your tickets for Annihilation. Very excited about that. We've also got more tickets for Guys Night Out, which is Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Bachelor Report on tomorrow's show with Petros Papadakis. And Bruce Campbell joins us in studio to talk Ash vs. Evil Dead Season 3. That's tomorrow morning.